We've produced a new CD of two sermons preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin, one for Lent and one for Easter. And we'll send you this new CD for any size donation during the season of Lent. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between now and April 12th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Lent and Easter sermons.
I'm just enjoying the song. I know. It's time for our blog picks of the week. Read a lot of blogs, and we'll read yours if it has the issues, etc. widget. You get it by going to our website, issuesetc.org. Click promote. You'll find the issues, etc. widget there. It's just a little badge, the two different versions of it, and instructions on how to put it on your blog. When it's on your blog, email us at talkback@issuesetc.org, and we will very happily read your blog and consider it each week for the Issues Etc. blog picks of the week. We always start with Jeff. What's your pick, Jeff?
It's Pastor Charles Lehman's Drowning Myself Wherever I Can, and it's a blog post titled, So Let Me Get This Straight. This is something you've heard me talk about for years. I complain about it at least once a year. Daylight savings time exists to save energy, writes Pastor Lehman. So yesterday, I could have gotten up at 6:30 and turned on one or two lights and been fine. Then a little while later, I could have turned them off. Today, I get up at 6:30 in the morning to get ready for church, and I have to turn on a light in every room I'm in, and it's still too dark outside to turn them off. How exactly is this saving energy? Thank you. I've been complaining about this for years, daylight savings. It makes no sense to me whatsoever.
You know, I'm in a love-hate relationship with daylight savings time because I like the fact that when we spring forward, it gets lighter at the end of day. I really like that. I like coming home and still having a little bit of daylight. Driving home with the sun going down is a lot better than driving home after the sun has gone down. But I just can't stand that day when we switch because you lose an hour. It's terrible. And as much as I love gaining the hour when we fall back, I never recover from falling back. I never do. It's like I'm living out of sync with time from that moment on. Is there a place in the United States where they just don't observe? I think Arizona.
Indiana. I don't think Indiana moves.
They just don't observe daylight. They just said no. No, the rest of you do whatever you want to with your clocks. We're just going to stop it.
So, Craig, this explains why he's been late to work all week. Your body hasn't adjusted.
All week? How about the last 9 months?
Hey, before we move on here, regarding the bottle opener gift, Karen from Wyoming writes, "Love finds its task in the need of its neighbor."
Hey, that's great. That's actually a quote from Dr. Norman Nagel. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Applied nicely to our new LPR church key. My blog pick comes from a blog called Confessional Bites. It's Jim Pierce, and the blog post is called If We Would Be Christians. He's quoting directly from Dr. Martin Luther himself. If we would be Christians, therefore, we must surely expect and count on having the devil with all his angels in the world as our enemies. They will bring every possible misfortune and grief upon us, for where God's word is preached, accepted, or believed, and produces fruit, there the holy cross cannot be missing. And let no one think that he shall have peace. He must risk whatever he has upon earth, possessions, honor, house, and estate, wife and children, body and life. Now this hurts our flesh and the old Adam. The test is to be steadfast and to suffer with patience in whatever we are assaulted and to let go of whatever is taken from us. That's Large Catechism 370, a quote from Luther, under the title, If We Would Be Christians, from the blog, Confessional Bites. We'll have both my pick and Jeff's pick at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. And if you want your blog considered, go to our website, issuesetc.org, click promote. You'll find the widget there. Put it on your blog. We tell you how there at the website. And then email us at talkback@issuesetc.org to tell us you have the widget on your blog.